dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome, this is Debbie Dashinger. This is Dare to Dream Radio, the best place to be every week at this time. And today is going to be an awesome show. I have been following somebody that I was able to acquire for you as well. So here's a little story. He's going to be coming on later. His name is Brad Yates. And once upon a time, I was to get up on stage and speak, and I've done it before many times, but this time it was in front of thousands at a huge event, an event so huge and classy that all of us who were on stage were going to be projected onto screens. I have to say my anxiety level went up the roof. I was just so nervous to get up and out on stage. And someone came, I was honest with them, and she said, would you like to do some tapping on this, emotional freedom or EFT tapping? Man, she could have offered me anything, and I would have said yes at that moment. And we did some tapping. I felt all my anxiety flow out of me. I felt, honestly, quite calm. I got up on stage, and I loved being there, and I loved looking out at people and loved doing what I did on stage, and it shows in the video thereafter, which is part of my demo sizzle reel. So I get to see it, and I can actually see what happened because of that. Well, fast forward, and at the end of February of this year, I had a big emotional upheaval. My relationship of 10 years, my partner, suddenly is a big surprise that this ended for me. And so you can imagine emotionally, also financially, you know, we're splitting, so I'm moving out. In fact, in a couple of weeks, I have to buy a whole new apartment worth of stuff. We've got a new puppy, and now I'm the mommy, the single mommy to the puppy, and a lot of things at once. And the only way I knew to get through that initial shock and trauma was there was a tapping summit. And I started watching the tapping summit, and God bless, I'm telling you, it literally gave me the ability to function every day and often come back in my body and find some peace. So I have become really enamored with this process. So I hunted down Brad Yates, because Brad is on YouTube. And if you haven't seen his channel, be one of the half a million of us to a million. I'm not kidding. That's how many views he gets on his videos. And you can he gives these amazing tapping things for free. Of course, you can coach with him and work with him and go to his experiences. Highly recommended. So he'll be on later, because we're going to inspire you to create your dreams. And he'll be talking about tapping our way into our dream life. He's one of the best-known practitioners of EFT and healers with this method. Super excited. Otherwise, do you love wine? Because if you enjoy drinking wine or bringing wine to social events, gifting bottles of wine, tasting wine, I'm going to urge you to go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, C-E-L-L-A-R-S, as in sellers.com/DebsWineWonders. You can entrust the experts there to pick and choose the most amazing wines from all over the world and deliver them to your home and business. Here's the great thing. You can sit back and enjoy two bottles or more if you like every month, and you can easily join this wine club to receive wine. I got to tell you, they're delicious. I am loving getting them delivered and loving opening them and finding the tasting notes and regions and histories. Here's what's amazing. If you want to also start a business with great ease and have some income coming in, this spectacular wine at below retail prices also offers you an amazing explosive business that's all done for you. So for either fun and enjoyment of drinking wine, and or you can have a business and also drink the wine. It's all done for you. Join us at Direct Sellers with a C, sellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. I just want to briefly offer you a special idea to ignite a ripple of peace and abundance into your world and out into the world. We're all connected through pure consciousness, and the ebb and flow of pure potentiality envelops all of us. So focus on a flow of giving and receiving. Today in the show, we're going to have an amazing opportunity to receive. Focus on giving gifts and offering gratitude in return so everyone in the world can benefit from this amazing journey. Remember, love and abundance for all. His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama said, world peace must develop from inner peace. Peace is not just mere absence of violence. Peace is, I think, the manifestation of human compassion. So indeed, Brad Yates is here, internationally known for his creative and often humorous use of emotional freedom technique. He's the author of the best-selling children's book, The Wizard's Wish, the co-author of the best-selling Freedom at Your Fingertips, and a featured expert in the film The Tapping Solution. He's been a presenter at a number of events, including Jack Canfield's Breakthrough to Success. He's done teleseminars with the Secret Stars, Bob Doyle and Dr. Joe Vitale, both of whom have been on this show and been interviewed. And Brad has been heard internationally on a number of radio talk shows. He also has over 700 videos, as I mentioned earlier, on YouTube. Go there. And they've been viewed over 16 million times. Brad is also a contributing expert on the Huffington Post. You can find out more about Brad Yates at tapwithbrad.com. Brad, welcome to Dare to Dream. I am so excited to have you here and looking forward to talking about creating our dreams and using EFT tapping to get there.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm excited to be here.
Ditto, ditto, and triple. So because of the nature of this audience, I think a lot of people who are tuning in really know what EFT is about. But for those who maybe don't or just want a little more info, tell us at the beginning here, what's tapping? How can it help us create the life of our dreams?
Yeah, certainly. So tapping, also known as EFT or emotional freedom technique, is, and it's going to sound strange if you're not familiar with it, but it's a simple process of tapping with our fingertips around our face and our torso. And it looks a little odd, but there's a very good reason why we do it. So originally, it came from acupuncture. So for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they said there's a flow of energy through the body along these pathways that they call meridians. And when this energy is flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of health and well-being physically and emotionally. And when it gets stuck, we don't feel so good. We experience stress and other uncomfortable emotions and physical ailments. So a traditional acupuncturist would stick needles in key points around the body to stimulate the healthy flow of energy. And we're just going to be using our fingertips to tap these same points, and it gets that energy flowing. And it's the quickest form of stress relief that I know of. We have research showing that it dramatically lowers cortisol levels, which is one of the stress hormones. So we can see that from a scientific level, we can see that the tapping is clearing out stress. And it's that stress that gets in the way of our dreams. When we think about what we want and what we want to do to create that, part of us stresses out because we like, as much as we want things to change, we want some things to be different, we also really crave things staying the same, being comfortable and familiar. So when we look at our dream life, part of us says, yeah, that's a great fantasy, but we're going to make sure it doesn't happen because that means change. And there's a stress response, and that stops us. So with tapping through these points and clearing out that stress, that gives us the freedom to make different choices, take different actions, and actually create the life that we dream of.
That's beautiful. You're saying dreamers need to eliminate stress and anxiety, unwanted negative emotions, and that those limit success, health, and happiness.
Yep.
Can we do some tapping right now, right here at the beginning? Can we bust through any negativity and anxiety? And if so, can I be your proxy, so to speak? Can I be your tappy along with the listeners?
That would be awesome, Debbie. So let's just to set it up, for those of you who are not familiar with tapping, I'll describe the points that we're going to be tapping on and show you the very basics of EFT. So let's say you were experiencing some stress, and you would say, okay, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much stress am I feeling right now? 0 being completely relaxed, 10 being I'm freaking out. And you might say, okay, it's about a 7. And if you can identify what the stress is, then great. Like maybe it's maybe I'm really angry at Bob. So I might say, on a scale of 0 to 10, how angry at Bob am I? And I'll say, oh, that's a 7. So what we would do is take the tips of our fingers, of the index and middle finger, and you can use either hand and tap down either side of the body. For the sake of demonstration, I'm going to say go ahead and use your right hand, and using the fingertips of your index and middle finger, tap on the karate chop point on your left hand. So if you were to imagine, you know, using a karate chop to break some boards, you'd use that edge of your hand right between the wrist and pinky. And just a gentle tap, tap, tap motion. You know, tapping enough that you can feel it, but again, gentle, because this is a self-loving technique. We don't want to be hurting ourselves.
Oh, and I want to be clear. So you're saying between the wrist and pinky, not where the thumb is, on the other side.
Yeah, on the other side. So if you're going to use a karate chop to break some boards, you'd use that, the other edge of your hand.
Okay, got it.
So just tapping there, and there we would say, even though I have this stress, or even though I'm really angry at Bob, I choose to love and accept myself. And we'd repeat that 3 times. Then we'd go and we would tap the eyebrow point. So this is right at the beginning of your eyebrow, just about the middle of your face. And gently tap in there 5 to 10 times, and we'd say, all this stress, or this anger at Bob. Then we go to the side of the eye. So you follow your eyebrow down to the corner of the eye socket, the outside corner of your eye socket, and gently tap there. Say, all this stress. And follow the edge of your eye socket to right under the middle of your eye, just above your cheek. Tap in there and say, all this stress.
And quick question about under the eye.
Mm-hmm.
For someone like me who periodically wears reading glasses, and the glasses sort of get in the way of that point, and I know you wear glasses,
yep.
How is that? Is there anything of note there?
So it's funny you ask that, because I'm sitting here holding my glasses up while I... but you see in my videos, I don't bother moving them, because you can tap just right under the rim. But if it feels more comfortable, you can take them off. Or oftentimes I'll just take my glasses off during the tapping round. But even if you have them on, you can just tap right under the lower rim of the glasses.
Perfect. Or get square glasses.
Yeah.
And don't worry about it. For contacts.
According to contacts. There's nothing to see while you're tapping anyway. So.
Exactly. Just follow Brad, please.
Next point is under the nose, just above the upper lip. All this stress. Next point is just below the lower lip, right above the chin. All this stress. Next point we're going to tap is the collarbone point. If you feel your collarbones just about come together, there's a little U shape at the base of your throat. And the easiest way to get this point is make a fist and tap right there where the collarbones meet. And then you're covering both the collarbone points. And the next point is under the arm. And using all of your fingertips, tapping about 4 inches below your armpit, it's right about bra strap level. And I'm sure even the guys can figure out where that one is.
That's right.
Say all this stress. And then finally, the last point we're going to tap is the top of the head. So using all of your fingertips, just tap around little circles around the crown of your head. Mm-hmm. All this stress. Take a deep breath. And if you were tapping along, you may even feel a little more relaxed right now. If you were feeling some stress and had rated that on a scale of 0 to 10, you might likely feel that coming down. So whether it was stress or anger at Bob, through a short round like that, it might go from a 7 down to a 6.5, and then you would keep repeating it. And it's like peeling the layers of an onion. So as you go through, you might find, as you tap through the rounds, oh, you know what? I'm not even really that angry at Bob. It's just that what Bob did reminds me of something that Sally did 5 years ago that I've never forgiven her for, and I'm still angry about that. And so we start to clear all of these old things out of our energy system. And sometimes we'll do one round, and it'll go from a 10 to a 0, and it clears out that quickly. We're never quite sure what the aspects are behind the issue, but any time we tap through, we're going to be relaxing ourselves and clearing out a lot of that stuff each time we go through it. So that's the very basics of tapping. So if you had an issue like stress or anger or whatever it might be, you could just take that same phrase and tap it through each of the points. And the reason I throw that out there to begin with is because now we're going to have some fun with it. I'm going to use some different expressions. But if I do that first, sometimes people hear it and go, oh, tapping sounds interesting, but I could never come up with all those words. And you don't need to. You can get a lot of benefit out of tapping without saying anything or simply repeating the same phrase over and over again.
Fascinating. Okay, fantastic. Well, in the minutes that we have before we go to break, which is about 4, I don't know what's possible, but let's see if we can bust through some of the stress, anxiety, or negativity that's impacting some of us who really want to create big and play big.
Okay. So we'll jump in with a quick round here. So allowing yourself to be aware of anything that any stress that you're feeling right now. Let's clear that out. So side of the hand. Even though I'm feeling some stress.
Even though I'm feeling some stress.
I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
Even though I'm feeling some stress.
Even though I'm feeling some stress.
I choose to love and honor myself.
I choose to love and honor myself.
Even though I'm feeling some stress.
Even though I'm feeling some stress.
There are some things going on.
There's some things going on.
That are bothering me.
That are bothering me.
Taking up my time and energy.
Taking up my time and energy.
Which I'd rather spend on creating my dreams.
Which I'd rather spend on creating my dreams.
And even though I have this stress.
And even though I have this stress.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And maybe anyone involved.
And maybe anyone involved.
Tapping the eyebrow point. All this stress.
All this stress.
Side of the eye. All this stress.
All this stress.
Side of the eye. All these things that are bothering me.
All these things that are bothering me.
Onto the nose. Taking up my time and energy.
Taking up my time and energy.
Onto the mouth. I'm tired of wasting time on this stuff.
I'm tired of wasting time on this stuff.
Collarbone, if I can do something about this issue.
If I can do something about this issue.
Onto the arm. I'm giving myself the freedom to take action.
I'm giving myself the freedom to take action.
Top of it. Solving whatever problems I can.
Solving whatever problems I can.
Eyebrow point. Clearing whatever stops me from doing so.
Clearing whatever stops me from doing so.
Side of the eye. And if it's something I can't do anything about right now.
And if it's something I can't do anything about right now.
Out of the eye. I'm giving myself permission to let it go for now.
I'm giving myself permission to let it go right now.
Out of the nose. Because I have better uses for my time and energy.
Because I have better uses for my time and energy.
Out of the mouth. I'm clearing whatever is behind this stress.
I'm clearing whatever is behind this stress.
Collarbone. There's probably some fear there.
There's probably some fear there.
Onto the arm. What am I afraid of?
What am I afraid of?
Top of it. And do I need to be afraid?
And do I need to be afraid?
Eyebrow point. Is it a legitimate fear?
Is it a legitimate fear?
Side of the eye. Or an imaginary fear?
Or an imaginary fear.
Onto the eye. I'm clearing whatever I can.
I'm clearing whatever I can.
Onto the nose, because I deserve to relax.
Because I deserve to relax.
Onto the mouth, it's okay for me to relax.
It's okay for me to relax.
Collarbone, I don't need stress to make decisions for me.
I don't need stress to make decisions for me.
Onto the arm, I'm setting myself free to make better choices.
I'm setting myself free to make better choices.
Top of the head, in body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath.
Wow. That was powerful. And it's amazing how some of the things, in fact, I feel like so much just got discreated. I can't even remember the things you said that had immediate potency. Immediate, like I knew that, something about problems and stress. I don't even remember anymore. That was so fast and such a great shift.
Cool.
I feel much more present. Oh, my. Well, people, stay with us. So when we come back, absolutely more tapping. More tapping, more releasing. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes, and the app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Yum.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beinguclass.com. That's beinguclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beinguclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
I'm interviewing Brad Yates. And you can find out more about him at tapwithbrad.com. And we have made an agreement to tap a little more. But I want to ask you right here at the beginning, Brad, is there an arc to your life, a pre-EFT Brad and now a master tapper Brad? Like, what was fill us in a little bit that journey and what might have changed?
Well, as I just shared with you, I was a starving actor for a long time. And then I was a starving hypnotherapist, and because I had a lot of blocks to success. At 34 years old, I moved back in with my parents, with my wife and two young children. Not exactly the picture of success. And it was at that time, shortly after we moved in with my folks, that I learned tapping and started introducing it into my hypnotherapy work, but also using it on myself, and that's when things started to shift and started clearing out my own blocks to being successful, clearing out my blocks to sharing myself and what I could offer. And now I live a pretty darn cool life.
You do live a cool life from what I can see from the outside, and that's wonderful. That's an incredible change, just, you know, career, finances, family, you know, being in your own two feet. And I feel moved based on your response to share something that I think maybe a lot of people can get some relief. and I'm going to be very transparent here. I was falling asleep, and I have been going through stress with the, you know, this is a divorce, and it's very sad, emotional, you know, a lot of possibilities, obviously. But it is a time for me, and I'm just showing up in it. And I was in bed, and I was falling asleep, and I literally heard myself think, I can't take care of myself. And in that moment, I froze that moment in time and said, wow, first, I'm going to recognize this is a pattern. Like, this comes up for me in my life, so this is an issue, and I choose not to have it. It may not have ever been mine. Maybe it was adopted or its lineage. But I would love to do some tapping to release this neuropathic groove for all of us that has plagued my life. I can't take care of myself.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent, Debbie. And what might weave into that the that song that was just playing, I Love My Life, I Am Beautiful, I Am Wonderful, I Am Powerful. That's the kind of song that's great to tap along to. tapping in those things, and so we'll weave in some of those kind of affirmations on the back side of this. So everyone, go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And follow your breath through your body, seeing how you're feeling physically and emotionally. Look at whatever limiting belief you might have about yourself. So we'll use these words, I can't take care of myself. And you can say that and just allow that, whatever comes up. Or if you have other, for each person, if you have other words like, I'm not good enough, I'm not deserving, whatever it might be. And so say, whatever that is, I can't take care of myself.
I can't take care of myself.
And let that rattle around inside. And just see, on a scale of 0 to 10, how strong does that feel?
That's a 10.
Okay. And so for everyone, whatever it is that you're thinking, and this can get pretty emotional. So if you're dealing with some really heavy emotions right now, you may want to wait to do the tapping until you've got someone there for emotional support, because we're going to be, you know, moving things around, and it can be unsettling. So you need to take full responsibility for your own well-being if you choose to tap along right now. It should be absolutely safe, and you should feel better at the end, but because I won't be able to know what is going on for everyone else listening, you need to make that call for yourself as to if you want to go through this right now. So, with that being said, tap it on the side of the hand. Even though I doubt I can take care of myself.
Even though I doubt I can take care of myself.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I doubt I can take care of myself.
Even though I doubt I can take care of myself.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though I doubt I can take care of myself.
Even though I doubt I can take care of myself.
And part of me says.
And part of me says.
I've got plenty of evidence that proves this.
I've got plenty of evidence to prove this.
In spite of the overwhelming evidence that it's just not true.
In spite of the overwhelming evidence that it's just not true.
But even though part of me thinks I can't take care of myself.
But even though part of me thinks that I can't take care of myself.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And maybe anyone else who has contributed to this belief.
And maybe anyone else who has contributed to this belief.
Eyebrow point. All this belief that I can't take care of myself.
All this belief that I can't take care of myself.
Sadie, this idea that I can't take care of myself.
This idea that I can't take care of myself.
And thank goodness the ambulance is coming to save me.
And thank goodness the ambulance is coming to save me.
Because I can't take care of myself.
Because I can't take care of myself.
Out of the mouth. Even though I'm taking care of myself right now.
Even though I'm taking care of myself right now.
Cawbone. There are all kinds of things I've done today.
There are all kinds of things I've done today.
Under the arm, without anybody else's help.
Without anybody else's help.
Top of the head. But some time ago.
But some time ago.
Eyebrow point. I got the notion that I couldn't take care of myself.
I got the notion that I couldn't take care of myself.
Side of the eye. Maybe that was my assessment of some situation.
Maybe that was my assessment to some situation.
Under the eye. Maybe I dropped something.
Maybe I dropped something.
Onto the nose. And I thought, I can't do this on my own.
And I thought, I can't do this on my own.
On the mouth. Or maybe someone said it to me.
Or maybe someone said it to me.
Collarbone. They said, you just can't take care of yourself.
They said, you just can't take care of yourself.
Onto the arm. And that person probably wasn't a Nobel Prize winner.
And that person probably wasn't a Nobel Prize winner.
Top of the head. But they were doing the best they could.
But they were doing the best they could.
Eyebrow point. In that moment.
In that moment.
Side of the eye. They probably didn't even mean it.
They probably didn't even mean it.
Out of the eye. But they were in a bad place.
But they were in a bad place.
Out of the nose. Just said whatever came out of their mouth.
Just said whatever came out of their mouth.
Out of mouth. And didn't consider the consequences.
And didn't consider the consequences.
Collarbone. And I was too young to know the difference.
And I was too young to know the difference.
On the arm. And part of me might say.
And part of me might say.
Top of the head. But I have all this evidence that I can't take care of myself.
But I have all this evidence that I can't take care of myself.
Eyebrow point. All these things have happened.
All these things have happened.
Side of the eye. Where I didn't seem to be able to take care of myself.
Where I didn't seem to be able to take care of myself.
Honey, that didn't prove that I can't take care of myself.
That didn't prove that I can't take care of myself.
On the nose. It only proved that I'm good at proving myself right.
It only proved that I'm good at proving myself right.
On the mouth. Because sometimes we'd rather be right than happy.
Because sometimes we'd rather be right than happy.
Collarbone, I had this decision that I made about not being able to take care of myself.
I have this decision that I made about not being able to take care of myself.
Under the arm. And whenever it looks like I can't take care of myself.
And whenever it looks like I can't take care of myself.
Top of the head. Part of me says, yay, I was right.
Part of me says, yay, I was right.
Eyebrow point. But it's false evidence.
But it's false evidence.
Sadia, I'm just proving a lie.
I'm just proving a lie.
Honey, which just shows how brilliant I am.
Which just shows how brilliant I am.
On the nose. And it brilliantly keeps me in my comfort zone.
And it brilliantly keeps me in my comfort zone.
On the mouth. Keeps me in a place that I believe is safe.
Keeps me in a place that I believe is safe.
Collarbone. Based on outdated ideas.
Based on outdated ideas.
Under the arm, based on unfounded fears.
Based on unfounded fears.
Top of the head, I can take care of myself.
I can take care of myself.
Eyebrow point, and it's safe to know that.
And it's safe to know that.
Sadia, I'm clearing the doubts.
I'm clearing the doubts.
On the eye, I'm uncovering who I really am.
I'm uncovering who I really am.
Out of the nose, I am capable.
I am capable.
Out of the mouth, I am magnificent.
I am magnificent.
Collarbone, I am powerful.
I am powerful.
Out of the arm, and I am worthy and deserving of love and respect.
I am worthy and deserving of love and respect.
Top of the head, in body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath.
Is that usual at a certain point to just want to start laughing a lot?
It's certainly not unfamiliar. It's not uncommon. There is Gary Craig, who developed EFT, calls a lot of these things the comedies on our walls. Mm. So, so when we can actually step away from them and break out of the fear and look at them, sometimes it's pretty funny. I've had people laugh at things that had been they had felt were traumatic in their lives, and they were able to step back and go, oh, that's actually kind of funny now.
I can imagine. Oh, yeah, there is just a point in tapping with you where this levity comes about and the heaviness goes away, and it just feels like as you're having me repeat things and tap, I just, honestly, I'm right there with you, still tapping, but I just want to crack up as we do it. That's a nice shift.
So quickly,
very nice
quickly close your eyes, take a deep breath, and say, I can't take care of myself.
I can't take care of myself.
And if that felt like a 10 before, what has happened to it?
5.
Excellent. Brought it down by half in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just means, oh, you can obviously bring it down more. And it's just there's different aspects. There may be, sometimes we, as we're tapping through, we'll come up with different memories and go, oh, I remember this time when my dad said, oh, you can't take care of yourself. And so we may need to take a specific event and tap through it to completely obliterate that limiting belief.
Mm. Love it. And I just want to visit this for folks who are really enjoying this, want to know more. Maybe they already know you and want to continue. I looked at your website event page. I know you travel a lot of places. Can you talk a little bit about that, where people can find you in person or virtually?
Well, virtually at tapwithbrad.com and on YouTube. Right now, I have a number of events coming up. Salt Lake City, Anaheim, Agape in Los Angeles. Let's see, Columbus, Ohio, Newark, New Jersey, Vancouver Island, London, Dublin, Prague, Paris. So I think that's... I don't know if I may be missing something, but I'm trying
that
to get around.
Well, I love that you are getting around, and the planet certainly needs it right now. So thank you for doing so and showing up. And, of course, there's also his YouTube page. And what is your youtube.com/?
EFT Wizard.
EFT Wizard. Which reminds me, you wrote a children's book, The Wizard Wish. What is that about?
Yeah, so I wanted to find a fun way, a storybook way of introducing tapping to kids, because I think I'm working with all these adults and they're, you know, held back by beliefs that and from events that happened in their childhood. It's like, man, if we can teach tapping to kids, they can clear that stuff out right away and then go forth and really start living their dream life right from the beginning. And so it's just a fun story about a wizard who discovers a way to get these yuckies out of people's bodies so that they feel better.
Yuckies out of people's bodies. Where can people find the book?
You can find that on my website or on Amazon.com, The Wizard's Wish, or even thewizardswish.com.
Beautiful. So go to tapwithbrad.com or Amazon, put in his name, Brad Yates, under books, and they should all pop up. And we're going to take a quick break, a little more tapping, a little more talking when we come back. This is Debbie Dashinger. You can find me on Twitter at my name, Debbie Dashinger, and it's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. And you can email about this radio show anytime. We love your feedback, daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. mybestsellerbook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. mybestsellerbook.com.
Dream bigger indeed. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm speaking with Brad Yates. We're doing emotional freedom technique. And Brad, question for you. This is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Oh, my goodness. On the spot.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Anything at all.
I dream of being on the Ellen Show because I think we would have so much fun together. And I'd love to present tapping there. And my other big dream is London is my second home. I'm going back there soon, but to do a presentation at the Royal Albert Hall, that's on my vision board.
These are big, juicy dreams. I love that. And I'm going to support you energetically and otherwise to completely achieve it.
Thank you.
For you, hardest lesson you've had to learn?
Oh, you know, I'm going to encourage people to go ahead and be tapping because, you know, whenever you have a chance, just letting go of stress so you can just be tapping the collarbone point. Because I'm tapping while I go through this. Hardest lesson, you know, I was having to, you know, recognizing that there were certain things I was just going to have to do. Because there was a part of me that really dug in my feet. And like when I was an actor, there were a lot of things I avoided, and which really limited my success, which is all good now because I can't, as much as I loved acting, I can't imagine it being as fulfilling as what I get to do now. I think I ended up in the right place. But there were a lot of things that I just was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And a lot of kudos to my wife who eventually said, yeah, that's not going to work anymore. You're going to have to do a few things you don't want to do. And that that opened me up to all kinds of possibilities and opportunities that pretty darn cool.
And so, much like all of us, you are also still growing and
yes,
becoming more of awesome Brad. And kudos to your wife. In any relationship that helps us move into the greater part of who we are. I love how we started this set because the music came on, Dream Bigger, and it's all that pulsing. So let's dream bigger. Can we tap on creating big dreams, allowing ourselves to play big, be visible, play a bigger life game by thriving in making our dreams a reality, including yours for
absolutely.
Ellen and Albert Hall?
Absolutely. So everyone, close your eyes and say, I'm afraid to dream bigger.
I'm afraid to dream bigger.
And just notice what comes up. Notice what resistance might be there. When we hear things like, dream bigger, it's like, that's very exciting and terrifying. So we retreat into our comfort zone. So just allowing yourself to be aware of what's in there. And let's go, tapping on the side of the hand. And I'm going to change the wording around to positive phrasing. I choose to dream bigger.
I choose to dream bigger.
And I choose to love and accept myself.
And I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to dream bigger.
I choose to dream bigger.
And I choose to love and honor myself.
And I choose to love and honor myself.
I choose to dream bigger.
I choose to dream bigger.
And I get to decide what that means.
And I get to decide what that means.
I don't need anyone to push me.
I don't need anyone to push me.
And tell me what I should dream.
And tell me what I should dream.
But I'm allowing myself more than I've got.
But I'm allowing myself much more than I've got.
Because I deserve so much more.
Because I deserve so much more.
So I'm choosing to dream bigger.
So I'm choosing to dream bigger.
And I deeply and completely.
And I deeply and completely
love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And maybe everybody else, too.
And maybe everybody else, too.
Because that would be a big dream.
Because that would be a big dream.
Eyebrow point. I choose to dream bigger.
I choose to dream bigger.
Sadia, I'm allowing myself to dream bigger.
I'm allowing myself to dream bigger.
Adiyai, clearing the fears of dreaming bigger.
Clearing the fears of dreaming bigger.
Adonis, because part of me says...
Because part of me says...
Adonis, bigger dreams sound nice.
Bigger dreams sound nice.
Kabum, but I can barely handle what I've already got.
But I can barely handle what I've already got.
Adonis, please don't give me any more.
Please don't give me any more.
Top of the head. All this fear that I couldn't handle it.
All this fear that I couldn't handle it.
Eyebrow point. I choose to clear the fear that I couldn't handle it.
I choose to clear the fear that I couldn't handle it.
Sadia, because I've handled a lot in my life.
Because I've handled a lot in my life.
Sadia, I've handled everything that has come my way.
I've handled everything that has come my way.
Out of the nose. Maybe not always as gracefully as I would have liked.
Maybe not always as gracefully as I would have liked.
Not enough, but I handled it.
But I handled it.
Kalbun, the proof being that I'm still here.
The proof being that I'm still here.
Under the arm, so I choose to have more faith in myself.
So I choose to have more faith in myself.
Top of the head, and maybe part of me says...
And maybe part of me says...
Eyebrow point, I don't deserve to dream bigger.
I don't deserve to dream bigger.
Sorry, and I choose to clear that nonsense.
And I choose to clear that nonsense.
Out of the eye, nothing is too good for me.
Nothing is too good for me.
Out of the nose, I can go out to the same beach as anyone else.
I can go out to the same beach as anyone else.
Out of mouth, and see the same vast expanse of ocean.
And see the same vast expanse of ocean.
Kalbun, I can look up at night and see the same stars as anyone else.
I can look up at night and see the same stars as anyone else.
Aniyam, there are plenty of ways the universe tells me.
There are plenty of ways that the universe tells me.
Top of the head, that I am just as worthy and deserving as everyone else.
That I am just as worthy and deserving as everyone else.
Eyebrow point, it's me who plays small.
It's me who plays small.
Sorry, not because I'm bad or stupid.
Not because I'm bad or stupid.
Honey, I've just been confused about what I can handle.
I've just been confused about what I can handle.
On the nose, and what I deserve.
And what I deserve.
On the mouth, I'm clearing out the lies.
I'm clearing out the lies.
Collarbone, and recognizing the truth.
And recognizing the truth.
On the arm, I am worthy and deserving of the best this world has to offer.
I am worthy and deserving of the best this world has to offer.
Top of the head, and I am setting myself free in body, mind, and spirit.
I am setting myself free in body, mind, and spirit. My God, we're at the top of the hour. Brad Yates at tapwithbrad.com. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And I end today's show with this quote from Brad Yates. Imagine a world where people felt free to share their grandest music and make a huge positive difference. I encourage you to continue to make powerful choices as you reach even greater levels of success. I believe the purpose of life is to enjoy life, and I hope you enjoy it magnificently. Next week, David Watson, who channels the Willows, is coming back on the show. You can call in for questions or any assist. And thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing out, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.